going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Arenado with a half swing, a tap out in front of the plate, fair ball. He's tagged out by Murphy. And this ball game has come to an end. Arenado with a nick of the bat on strike three in the first inning. Couldn't get the bat out of the way here. And he taps out two unassisted. And the Braves, they let out a sigh of relief, hanging on to win 7-6.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM, KMOX. And the Cardinals have lost five straight games. The Blues are coming back home after dropping the first two games of the series to Winnipeg. They need a win, and probably need to win both of them, really. I mean, I guess they can come back down 3-1, but you would like to even up this series before you go back to Winnipeg. Just not a good position for either team to be in. We go to the guest line this morning. We bring in KMOV sports anchor and reporter Grace Ibarra, who is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Grace?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, why do these teams, why do they stink right now?
Well, it's been a rough weekend, let me tell you. I worked the last 5 days, and I feel like every night I'm putting losses on the air. So it's been tough.
The Cardinals right now, not in a good stretch, in a bit of a funk. How much do you think this is a funk? And how much do you think it's just, okay, the team is settling down from their decent start, their hot offense, and is now kind of falling back to the mean, regressing to the mean?
Yeah, I think that could definitely be it. It's so hard to get a read on this team right now. Like you said, that awesome start, they sweep the Twins to start the season, but they have been so bad on the road, 1-10 now on the road. And when they come back to Busch Stadium, they kind of look like a different team. They beat the Phillies, they beat the Astros, two really solid teams. So I'm just trying to get a read on them still. And I'm curious to see when they come back from Atlanta this weekend and play the Brewers at home, how they look, if it's an issue between home and road, or like you said, they're just regressing from that good start.
Yeah, it's strange to see them play so poorly on the road. I mean, it's not unusual that a team does worse on the road than they do at home. That happens a lot in sports, especially in baseball. But for them to be so bad on the road, they're like one of the three teams that are the worst. They're 1-9. You've got the, I guess they're 1-10 now. You know, you've got that. You have the Sox, who are about the same record away from home. The Rockies are the same deal. I mean, just from watching them, does there seem to be a reason they are worse on the road, or do you feel like this is just kind of how it's played out so far with no real reason for it?
I think it's just how it's played out so far. If there's anything I'm going to point to in the last, I don't know, five games, it's going to be the bullpen. But I don't think that, you know, is dependent on home versus away. So it's kind of strange that they've only been able to muster one win away from Busch Stadium.
Yeah, when you're looking at this team, I think there's hope in the youth to let them develop. But if you have a guy like Jordan Walker in the outfield, you're taking him out, you're replacing him with a different glove, are they getting the development that they need?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think Ollie keeps pointing back to all of these are learning experiences, and these losses, these getting swept by the Mets is is a learning experience for his youth. But like you said, at what point is, you know, we're going to take these losses and teach the younger guys something versus, hey, at some point we have to start winning these games and not everything can be a teaching moment for the youth.
Grace Ibarra is with KMOV, covers sports there for that station. And we, you know what, I know that people, when a team is not doing well, especially baseball, the first thing they do is they go to the manager. It's got to be the manager. He's pushing the wrong buttons. He's making the wrong decisions, bullpen management, whatever it is. As you look at the Cardinals now and the difficulty they've had, do you think it is about him? Do you think it's about the roster? How do you see it? And, you know, I ask this question knowing we're not even through April yet.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about the bullpen, obviously a lot of that falls on him. But I think the issues that they find themselves are in the fact that they didn't make any moves in the offseason. You have essentially the same roster you did last season, and you see how they did last season. So if you're expecting a different result, it's kind of crazy to expect this team to just magically turn it around. So I would point more to the fact that this is the roster they have, but obviously some of it falls on Ollie when you're looking at, you know, small game adjustments, keeping a pitcher in too long, but I would say it mostly boils down to the roster at hand.
Well, speaking of teams that are going to magically turn it around, the St. Louis Blues have a game on Thursday night at Enterprise, dropping both games in Winnipeg. And it's tough to win on the road in the playoffs, as Ronge has pointed out multiple times. He is frustrated that that Saturday game, when the Blues were in control going into the third period, and they did what they did so many times during that 12-game win streak, they let their opponent into it in the final minutes of the game. They gave up a lead. They end up losing that game. That was the game they were supposed to steal on the road. Now they're in a hole, but being at home, the Blues are playing really well at Enterprise, and you get a couple of wins, the whole series starts over.
Right. I think that Saturday game is going to haunt them this entire series. It's crazy that they had that much momentum going into the third period, and they'd been pretty good in the third period throughout the last month. Obviously, like you said, during that 12-game win streak, they had let people back into it, but they had still figured out ways to close it out. So it was kind of weird to see them over the last two games kind of roll over in the third period. But like you said, they've been so good at home. I think Binnington's on a 10-game win streak at home right now, so... Obviously, who you'd want to have there in net. The fans have been incredible. I'm excited to see what that atmosphere looks like. And huge, huge game. Cannot understate how big this one is on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know that this team comes back from down 3-1. It's been done before. Does this team have the juice to come back from that if they don't take both of these games at home?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you didn't think they might have had the juice to get back in the wild card picture before the Four Nations break, and then they go out and they do what they did. So I've been taught not to underestimate this team, but I do think with the amount of youth they have, it's going to take a lot of discipline, and that's something we didn't maybe see in game one, and I think these guys are starting to settle in, but they're going to need everybody on the same page.
Wasn't last night Jimmy Snuggerud's 9th NHL game ever?
Yeah,
that's insane. He was playing college hockey a couple of weeks ago. Now he's scoring a goal in the NHL playoffs.
And the national announcers are talking about him like he's playing. I didn't say he played like a veteran, but they say basically that he was playing older than he is.
Well,
a mature game. That's the phrase.
He was on the ice with fewer than 60 seconds left in the game last night. That says a lot about what the coach thinks of you when you play Jimmy Snuggerud on the ice with a minute to go.
Yeah, and even going into the game, Jim Montgomery made that adjustment of switching Snuggerud to that top line, switching Jake Neighbors down to the second line. He wants him to play with Booch. He wants him to play with Thomas. I mean, that is about as high of regard as you could give someone. And he, like you said, was playing college hockey a month ago. He does not look like a guy that is playing his 9th NHL game.
Just, Grace, and you covering this team toward the end of the regular season and just how they played, and I guess the atmosphere in the locker room, the tone, How different was it then than, you know, like earlier in the season when things weren't as good?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that you can sense in the air in the locker room. These guys genuinely enjoy being around each other. I sat down with Zach Bolduc before they left for Winnipeg, and I was like, we saw what happened on the ice to make this happen, but tell me what happened off the ice. How are you guys able to put together 12 wins in a row? And he said, it's just because we like each other. We have all these team dinners together all the time. There's not a single person on this team that, you know, someone doesn't like. There's the sense of community, all these relationships they've been able to build. And I think it really shows in the way that they've built that chemistry on the ice as well.
When you look at the Blues, the decision last night to go 11-7 with 11 forwards, 7D, what was Jim Montgomery's reasoning behind dressing 7D?
I think he wanted to have, you know, more rotations between the forward, but then obviously the Jets are such, you know, they have so much offensive power that having, you know, extra defenseman extra forward and rotating the defenseman just would help with, you know, giving Parayko a break. And I think it's an interesting decision. I wasn't, you know, expecting to see Tyler Tucker out there. And I think he did have some of his struggles, but that was a decision I think he made close to puck drop. So we didn't necessarily get an explanation about it before the game. So I'm not 100% sure what it was made to do, but I'm very curious to see if he sticks with it going into Game 3.
Grace Ibarra covers the Blues, covers the Cardinals, covers sports for KMOV here in St. Louis, sports anchor and reporter. Grace, we appreciate your time today. Go get a rally towel. The game's Thursday? Game 3
yes,
Thursday?
Game's Thursday.
They brought rally towels to us today, and I'm holding one. Are you jealous?
Oh, so are those going to be out there?
I don't know. They brought them to us, though.
They brought us a cookie cake.
And they brought us cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I need to get over there and get some.
Yeah, come on over.
Who brought the cookie cake? And Debbie Monterey said the Blues.
I was like, oh, well, that's nice.
I think it might have been Jordan Bennington. I think he probably brought the cake.
Wait, Grace, are you saying you didn't get any of this over at KMOV?
Well, I haven't been into work yet. So, okay. You know, there better be a cookie cake waiting.
If there's not, what are you going to do?
Yeah. He'll ask the coach about it.
Call up Jim Montgomery myself.
Yeah.
Ask him what happened.
Dude, I'd raise some hell if I were you.
Yeah, I want a rally towel.
Well, we'll save one for you just in case.
Thanks.
Grace Ibarra, we appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today and enjoy tomorrow night. Or no,
no
two
problem.
Nights from the Thursday
night.
Yeah,
Thursday. Yep. 2 days off.
2 days off. All right. Talk to you soon, Grace.
See ya. Thanks.
Grace Ibarra with KMOV sports anchor and reporter. Hey, maybe we are special.
Amy, I think we
are. Have you thought about that? Have you thought that maybe they just brought us stuff?
That was my initial thought.
Look at that. Look at that rally towel. I hope they give these out on Thursday.
I think they will, Ron.
Actually,
it's a
it doesn't matter.
Game.
I already have one.
They didn't make 4 rally towels. They made 20,000, and they're absolutely bringing them on Thursday.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX.